that little library show promo is quite appropriate right now, because joining me in the studio, I have Maite Lorente, who runs the children's program at the Sitka Public Library, also Andrew Tomes, and they're both here to talk about the screening of a documentary on Friday at the Sitka Public Library. It's called Astral Flyer, and it's going to be at 6 p.m., and it's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., so welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Good morning, Melissa.
Let's talk about the documentary. Maite, why don't you give us a little background about the film, what it's about, and how it was made?
This documentary is a film about a group of concerned citizens who were able, with their efforts, to get a sailboat and put it in use to rescue refugees in the Greek islands, around the Greek islands coast and the central Mediterranean. The group of citizens belong to a nonprofit called Proactiva Open Arms, and the documentary is the story of how they were able to get this boat called Astral that was offered to them by a multimillionaire, an Italian multimillionaire, who had the sailboat without being used down in Granada in Spain, and called them one day and said, "Do you want my boat to save people?" And they said yes. So the Astral is basically the story of this sailboat and how they converted the boat into a refugee rescue center somehow.
Well, Maite, you and Andrew actually viewed the documentary when you were in Spain recently. And Andrew, can you give us a little bit of background into, you know, many people are aware of the refugee crisis, but maybe not in the same way that folks in Spain and in Europe are aware of it. Can you talk a bit about the context?
Yeah, there's a huge refugee crisis going on in Europe right now, and it's all the diaspora of people coming from the wars in the Middle East and the breakdown in Syria and from Sub-Sahara Africa. And in Europe, to get from the places where they're escaping, the refugees have to cross the Mediterranean Ocean, and it's a really dangerous crossing. When the crossings were going on from Greece to Turkey, it was a short stretch of water, kind of about the width of Chatham Strait. But that was closed off, and now the refugees are trying to cross from the north shore of Africa to the southern part of Italy or Spain. And it's a much larger crossing, and there's a whole world of human traffickers that are putting refugees on boats and giving them enough gas so that they can motor out till just offshore where they can't see land anymore, and then they run out of gas. And they're stranded there, and either they get rescued or a lot of them drown, and there's been a huge toll of human life of people that have drowned in the ocean. So all of that is going on, and European countries are trying to figure out what to do, and people who live there are trying to figure out what to do and are seeing these terrible images and having people wash up on the shores, and you know, we've seen all the images on television. So this film came at a time when everybody's trying to figure out what to do and what's going on, and it tells the story of both that refugee crisis and the people who are living through that and the efforts of a group of people to do something about it. We got to see this film when it was shown in a theater chain in Spain, and it showed all across the country on one night, and it was a fundraiser to help the group that's doing the rescues. That's the story that's told in this film.
What was the reaction in Spain when it was shown?
Oh, it was big because, well, first of all, the producers, the people who put together this film, belong to a very prestigious journalism, investigative journalism program in Spain. So that was a big part of why everybody in Spain knew about it. And then in Spain, like many other countries in Europe, citizens are absolutely in shock seeing the paralysis of the European Union. I can't comprehend how they can just observe what is happening and not put more efforts into trying to save the lives of all these people. Actually do not even have the numbers of how many people have already drowned in the Mediterranean Sea, because many of them, of course, what these nonprofits can do is minimum. and the armies are not out there looking for refugees neither. So many of them, the dead bodies go back to the Libyan coast, for example, and the Libyan authorities are not counting. There are no numbers. We don't have the numbers of how many people have already died. So, you know, the public opinion is horrorized about what is happening. So this movie stirred a lot of emotions and also awareness, because the journalist sets off with the team in the boat, and he actually shows you what happens. You know, those like dead hours where you just had to wait to see if you can find someone. When you find the dinghy with between 100 or 300 people in it, where you have whole families, babies, grandpas, grandmas, and they, or when they see you, when they see the rescue boat, they all want to get out at once, and that is a very dangerous situation. Then what do you do with all those people? I mean, it's really, I mean, it brings you there. It's like you are really in it with them. So it was a really unbelievable documentary to see in Spain. You know, I don't know how people here will or will react to it, but in Spain it was huge.
It must have just had an amazing impact on both of you because you worked to bring it here.
Yeah. Also, I would like to thank, of course, they are not going to hear me maybe, but both Proactiva Open Arms and Salvados, the TV show, because I wrote to them as soon as I arrived in Sitka and I said, would you mind to give me the rights to show this this movie in our public library? And they say, yes, go for it. We are all for raising awareness. So I really thank them. I think it's really a worthy documentary. Yes.
Is this being screened around the States?
It may have been shown in a couple places, not that we know of. This, okay. We brought it in kind of on our own efforts. This isn't part of any program that they're doing to try to get it here in the United States.
In fact, I think they have shown it through Televista here in the USA in Sunday in December. So, yeah, it has been shown. But
very minimally.
So. Yeah. Yes.
What are you hoping this film will spark here in Sitka?
I think we want to give people the opportunity to see it. You know, this is the kind of documentary that I don't think we get a chance to see a lot in the United States, or you really have to look for it. You know, this isn't a documentary that would air on television in the United States. And, you know, it's a European documentary that comes from a different perspective, and it's really made differently than what somebody in the United States would make. So I think bringing it here and giving people a chance to see that and see things from another perspective, and then also, you know, to raise awareness of the issues that are going on right now. I mean, right now people are leaving the African shore and go into the Mediterranean and are living through some really terrible human drama. And, you know, that's going on, and we should know about that and know how we're approaching the world and what actions are being taken, because we're part of that and it affects us, and every action has a reaction, and we're seeing some of that in this crisis now.
Maite. Yes. Also, to me, the documentary is a call to hope of how you know, just the desire to do something, it can actually be done. So the documentary is in Spanish with subtitles in English. I want to tell the your audience that. So you will have to be willing to read English subtitles for over an hour and a half if you want to watch this documentary on Friday at 6 p.m. at the Sitka Public Library.
You know, I think the observation that it's a story of hope mm-hmm. is a really important one. You know, individuals who in the face of a massive occurrence might feel paralyzed, you do have
exactly.
actions that you can take. You
yes,
can make a difference.
That is exactly what this movie is about. The Proactiva Open Arms is just a group of people, Oscar Camps, the leader, who actually you're going to see a very angry Spanish man saying, we have to do something. We had to do something. It's not why we do it. It's we had to do it. We had to do it now, because our mission is to rescue these people's lives. We had to take them out of the ocean, or the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, not the ocean. Yes.
But it feels like an ocean to the people
exactly.
who are
oh, yes.
stranded in
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So that's at 6 p.m. this Friday at mm-hmm. the Sitka Public Library. We're just about out of time. Any parting thoughts?
No, I would love if I could see many people there and I could share with them just a little bit more about what this is about. Thank you for bringing us here today.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this
thanks,
morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Maite Lorente and Andrew Tomes about the upcoming documentary Astral Flyer. That's at 6 on Friday at the Sitka Public Library.